So where are we now in terms of working class women's involvement in the Votes for Women campaign? I think we've moved a long way from when I first started off 40 years ago. And one of the things that I think has helped, and it helps everybody, whoever you are, wherever you are, to find out more about working class women who may not have left an awful lot of written material behind, is the household census 1901-1911, and the fact that they can be electronically searched, digitally searched. So, for example, in Huddersfield in Yorkshire, there was somebody known as the baby suffragette, and her photograph is very well known, and we included it on the cover of Rebel Girls. It is very well known. But until the 1901 census became available and electronically searchable, which was in 2002, nobody knew anything about her. But by dint of name search and address search and finding out about her family, I could track Dora Thewlis back and find out that she was a 16-year-old weaver living in central Huddersfield with her family. And it makes all the more exciting and rich and deep the photograph of, which was become now very well known, of Dora Thewlis, 16-year-old weaver, being arrested at Westminster by two abnormally tall and unmoved policemen. And it allows us to repeople the suffrage scenery and stage.